Harbor Audio presents The Atomic City Girls, a novel by Janet Beard, performed by Exie Sands. Prologue, November 1942. The news that June's grandfather was being evicted had come from her older sister Mary, who worked in town at Langham's drugstore. She rushed past June, who was reading a schoolbook in the living room, to find their mother Rose in the kitchen.
Mama, I got a telephone call at work today.
A telephone call? Who on earth was calling you? June put down her geometry book and twisted around in her chair. Her mother was peeling potatoes at the sink. Mary stood beside her, acting all tall and important like she had ever since she finished school and got a job in town.
A man from the army?
Rose put down her knife.
What's the army want with you? He was looking for you, Mama. He was calling about Grandfather Foster.
Rose's face tightened.
I don't understand. The army is buying his house. He has to leave in 2 weeks. He has no choice.
The house in Bear Creek Valley? Mary nodded.
The man couldn't tell me what they need it for, except it's to help win the war. He'd been to see Grandfather, but said the poor old man didn't understand when he tried to explain what was happening.
Mary's tone softened.
The army man said he kept saying it was 1924. Grandfather must be losing his mind.
Rose let out a loud breath.
I suppose we have to go get him, don't we? He said we should make arrangements.
Rose turned from her daughter and gripped the counter in front of her. June, she cried out without looking up.
Go fetch your daddy.
June left off the chair and ran out the front door toward the barn. She was